From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is in Spain, his last stop in Europe, before returning home to begin helping Americans work through the pain and anguish of last week's deadly shootings. Mr. Obama plans to host police officials and civil rights leaders at the White House this week to explore how to bring the country together following the ambush killing of five Dallas police officers and the killing of two black men by police. The president spoke to reporters before leaving the NATO summit in Poland.
And so as tough, as hard, as depressing as the loss of life was this week, we've got a foundation to build on. We just have to have confidence that we can build on those better angels of our nature.
Mr. Obama is due back in Washington Sunday night, a day earlier than previously planned because of the shootings. In Dallas, scores of people are continuing to pay their respects at a memorial outside the police headquarters, including one woman who knew the gunman.
So I actually went to the high school, the same guy that actually shot the police recently. I know I wasn't in the same class as him. He was actually 2 years younger than me, but I just felt I needed to come out and pay my respects, being so close to such a bad situation like that.
President Obama is expected to travel to Dallas in the coming days. Protests over the shooting deaths of two black men by police turned violent in Minnesota, where one of the victims lived. Police made several arrests in the city of St. Paul Saturday night after demonstrators shut down a major highway. Some in the crowd threw objects, injuring at least one officer. Police used smoke bombs to break up the demonstration. It was the third straight day of widespread protests after the fatal shootings of Philando Castile in St. Paul and Alton Sterling by police in the state of Louisiana. This is VOA News. Gunfire erupted in South Sudan's capital Sunday following days of fighting between rival factions that left more than 100 people dead. Witnesses in Juba say former rebels and government troops exchanged heavy gunfire. Earlier, the U.S. State Department issued an urgent call for fighters loyal to President Salva Kiir and those backing his rival, the current first vice president, Riek Machar, to cease fighting. Gunfire first erupted late Thursday when soldiers backing the president were killed in a clash with Machar loyalists at a security checkpoint near a medical clinic in the city. Voters in Japan are choosing their representatives for the upper house of parliament Sunday. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling party is expected to cruise to victory, despite voters' doubts about Abe's economic policies and his goal of removing a war-renouncing clause from the country's post-World War II constitution. Some Japanese agree that a constitutional change is needed because of growing fears about terrorism. Sunday's vote marks the first nationwide election since the voting age was lowered to 18 from 20. Australia's opposition Labour Party is conceding defeat in the national elections. Some 8 days after the votes were cast, Labour Party leader Bill Shorten says he was certain the Prime Minister and the coalition government would secure enough seats to retain power.
I hope for our nation's sake that the coalition does a good job. I hope they run a good government. Australians expect nothing less of the 45th Parliament.
Parties need to hold at least 76 seats in the 150-seat House of Representatives in order to form a majority government. NATO's military operations commander says North Korea's latest missile test is a serious threat to the Pacific region and the world. U.S. General Curtis Scaparotti, NATO's supreme allied commander in Europe, said that Kim Jong-un's regime continues to work on its ballistic missile capability and is getting better, working out its problems. The North conducted a submarine missile launch late Friday off its eastern coast. Initial reports indicate the missile fell into the Sea of Japan. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said the missile's engines ignited but exploded about 10 kilometers into the air. A similar test in April also failed. And congratulations in order, American tennis star Serena Williams celebrating her seventh win at Wimbledon. The Men's Wimbledon Championship will be crowned on Sunday. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.